Yo, 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 it's your girl Growls coming to you live, not from her bed. Oh no, it is from her absolute bestest friend in the whole wide world, sis. I guess I'm trying to sound like Gollum now, I don't know. I am currently two shots in. So, yeah. So, my best friend, Marbles, and I are going to be answering a Penny for Your Top Bods new year, new me questionnaire. And hopefully you guys enjoy, and Marbles is actually thinking about creating a GWA account, so please leave a comment, tell her how lovely her voice is, that you like what she does, because she's wonderful, 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 wonderful. Okay, so let's get this started, Marbles.
Hello, my name is Marbles. Just a little disclaimer here. She is currently eating a Jello shot that has vodka and hypnotic, and also currently taking.
Hypnotic. Did you hear that? People hypnotic, because apparently it's 2000.
She has to emphasize what kind of alcohols there are in there just to make herself feel a little better. It's okay. And then she also took a couple shots of Crown Royale because I am a horrible friend.
She's the best friend. I saw a meme that reminded me of you, though. It was just like when your friend texts you the next day, how are you feeling, when they bought you 2 shots? Like when they bought you 10 shots the night before, and it's a little kid flipping off the camera. You've seen it.
That me.
Just to hurt you. All red lamb, just to tease you.
Okay, number one. What are your opinions on New Year's resolutions? Do you believe in them? If so, if you do, what are your resolutions for this year?
Okay, so I totally do believe in New Year's resolutions, but I don't think they're necessarily something that you should, Oh, God. Oh, that was the grossest burp ever. I'm a lady, you guys, I swear. These motherfuckers have never heard me drunk before. They've heard me, like, high as fuck, but they've never heard me drunk, so this is an experience for the both of us. I feel wonderful. I have to go do shit tomorrow. She is a terrible friend. No, she's not. She's the best. So I don't think they're necessary. I don't think resolutions are something that you should definitely beat yourself up about. Like if you have a resolution like, oh, I want to run a mile a day, but you only end up running like a mile every like 2 days or whatever. It's like, it's fine. It's still way more than you would have done if you didn't like tell you. So I guess it's good to have a goal in mind, but it's not necessarily something that you should like hang yourself up on the cross because you didn't do it, you know? And I guess a couple of resolutions that I have this year are to get fit, because fun fact, Marbles and I were, okay, because she, like, ripped me a new one the first time we recorded this, Marbles and I were athletes in high school, and, okay, she wants to say that, I don't know, okay, I'm not gonna say anything else, because she's about to fucking blow and be like, shut the fuck up, you were an athlete, she's giving me a look, oh god, this woman both terrifies, and I'm always in awe of her, she's wonderful, it's like looking at the sun, you guys. It's just wonderful. She's the best. Okay. Resolutions to get fit and to eat less meat. Okay, she's taking the phone away from me so she can answer now. Okay, go.
No, it was just to say a disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
We're a little gay for each other, but
more than a little bit.
You know? Yeah, sure. Okay, so
as you very well know, I'm only 45% gay, but I am 200% gay for you.
Love it. Love you.
Here for it. Love you too.
What are your opinions on New Year's resolutions? Well, like she said, I do believe it does create a better state of mind for you to, you know, follow through on things, and it does create productivity. But do I necessarily believe in them? I don't know. I feel like I really have this for myself. I have to really start smaller. I guess I get really disappointed. Like,
yeah,
you said.
I think that's like a huge thing with resolutions where people go wrong. They like aim for this giant thing, and once they don't achieve it, or because it's like this huge thing, and they just expect it to happen overnight. It's just like, no, like these things take time. It's little by little. So I think it's important to have like big goals, but I think it's also important to have small goals and things that
short term. Yeah,
things that you can like work towards. Like even daily, so you know, so I try not to put too much stock in them either, so
yeah,
like, so that's why I don't feel too bad every time I break my resolutions.
So when does it happen, I'm like, oh well, you know what, I didn't become a model, so you know, next year.
I mean, I didn't fuck Drake this year, but you know, next year. You know, he's with J-Lo now.
But you know what? I played Hotline Bling once when I was in the background when I was having sex once. I think that was close enough.
Did I tell you that one time? I did tell you because I came after it like immediately. Oh my god. This is a terrible sex story. Oh my god.
Oh, love it. Okay, let's hear it.
Do you remember the time Este, he ran away and I came over and like I was just on it like a date with this dude that I swear to god, you guys, he looked like James Dean. He was an idiot. Well, he wasn't an idiot. He was, that's not the point here. Anyways, I blew him.
Okay.
I blew him. Uh-huh. And we were listening to the radio beforehand, and it was a rock station, and I blew him to My Chemical Romance. So 13-year-old me. 13-year-old me was cheering me on, like, outside the car, like, yeah, bitch, slay.
You know what?
15-year-old me shit.
One time I had sex to Genuine, and it was, yes, it was.
Was it amazing?
It was amazing.
Genuine is the sex music, though. I once had sex to the Arctic Monkeys AM, and I was high as fuck, which it was great at first, but then it just kept repeating, and I was just like, this music is great, but your dick ain't. You remember who it was.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I tell her everything.
Okay, so what are resolutions for this year?
I already said, you know, get more fit and eat less meat. Personally, because, like, you know, carbon footprint and all that, I'm already halfway there. I'm already a halfway hippie anyway, so might as well fucking take the plunge. I don't think I'm gonna go full veg, because that's such a huge thing, and it's just so fucking annoying how people are like, you should eat less meat, like, go full veg. And it's, like, going full vegetarian is really hard, so obviously, short-term goal, eat less meat. Currently, I don't think I've ever thought about how much meat I eat in the week. But anyways, I'm gonna try to cut it down to, like, if anything, once a week, because I'm not a fan anymore. I'm not a fan. I want it. You guys, it's up to us to protect our, I'm getting preachy a little, I'm sorry.
I know. Okay, Al Gore.
So.
I'm gonna be disrespected like this.
But you will.
Put some respect on my name.
Respect.
Respect me. Fuera.
My own resolution, I think, would be just to get back into running shape, or try to.
We're gonna try to do a 5K this year, you guys, and
come support us.
You know what we should do? We should do a beer run. You know what a beer run is, right?
That what you do, like, a 400, and then you drink a beer, and then you do another 400?
Yeah.
That sounds disgusting, my ma'am. But, all interesting.
You were just telling me how you wanted to do something.
I wanted a tequila run. Not a beer run.
Ladies and gentlemen, my best friend. She is a lush, and I love her.
All right, number two. What was the best thing to happen to you in 2016, both in real life and on GWA?
Best thing in 2016. I think about you. Sorry. I'm sorry. Well, it was definitely not getting back on Tinder, because that was just a clusterfuck. About you. I am sorry.
You see, okay. Tinder, I feel like, is that clearance bin in Macy's. It's the same. It's the same shit all over again. It's just, like, multiples of them. You're like, you know what? I guess I'll go for this $20 purse, but there's, like, 30 of them, and they all turn out to be the same thing. So,
and they all end up breaking after a week, and then you're like, well, I only spent $20 on it. What did I expect? Yeah, you know?
Exactly.
So that definitely wasn't my highlight of my year. Well, 2016 was the year that I consciously made the choice to be better towards myself, and it was a really long, arduous process, and it was a little painful at times, but I'm glad that I ended 2016 in a better frame of mind than I started it. So that's one good thing that happened. GWA, besides meeting a bunch of fantastic perverts, I've loved to grow in the community and everything, so, you know, even the people, like, the non-perverts, I especially love all of you, like, the ones that I can talk about music with, or, like, recipes or whatever, you know, so I'm glad that I'm becoming more, involved in the community, I guess. I'm making this sound like a huge thing, like, I'm involved with the community, I do community work, like a socialite, oh my god.
But it's still technically a community.
Yeah, it is a community. What do you mean technically? Okay, whatever. It's an internet forum. Okay, let's keep going. Yeah, it's Beyonce. Fuck it up. Okay, so what was the best thing that happened to you this year?
Definitely, well, continuing with school, I guess, and just career-wise.
Oh, yeah, career-wise. Yeah. You know, roads have been opened, thankfully. So that's a good thing.
No, definitely. All right, let's see number three. The last text you sent will shape your upcoming year. What does your text say?
Okay, my text was to you, and it was faux show, because she was telling me that she was going to pick me up later than anticipated. And it was like, it's the little emojis with the little hand out on the side. You know, the sassy bitch. But since I'm on Android, and because I'm whore, it's like a little, she told me last time, she was like, don't body shame your emojis. So So, okay, it's a little round girl, and it's got, like, a little Jackie Kennedy hat and little gloves, and it's really cute. I actually texted it to my sister, and I was like, tell me this emoji doesn't remind you of Jackie Kennedy. And she was like, it doesn't. And I'm like, well, fuck you, because it totally does. It's a total likeness. Like, this is copyright infringement. Like, they're lucky. The estate could sue. Anyway. What the fuck was the fucking question, bitch? And then the one before that was telling her to drive safe because people in LA are just so fucking stupid when it comes to rain. Like, everyone acts like the sky is falling. They know that I'm in so... They already know. This is already so... It's a general thing. I don't get specific, ho.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The greater Los Angeles area. Seriously, though, LA traffic's disgusting. So, you know, telling her to be safe because I love her. I love her so much. And what was your last text?
My last text was to my friend because we're both taking an online class and we're saying how these crazy motherfuckers expect too much of us for a general education class. Like, I don't mean to disrespect you in any sense of the word because I get it, it's your job, but some people take
101 classes way too fucking seriously.
Oh my god, dude, did I fucking tell you? Okay, this is a side note about, there's this older student uh-huh. in one of my sister's classes that she had with my brother, uh-huh. and she would like constantly talk shit about her, and one day my brother is just like, you know, she thought you guys were friends, it was so fucked up, and you just talk shit about her, and I was like, you never told me that you thought she was that she thought she was friends, and then she like she had at least the grace to look like abashed, and I was just like, oh my god, I was like, aww. That's so terrible. But she sounded really annoying, so I mean, I don't blame her. Like, either I'm a terrible person. This is me showing I'm a terrible person. Everyone who thinks that I'm a wonderful person, you guys are the fucking the veil is being lifted. The more alcohol I have, the more terrible I show you how I am. Like, then where my
okay,
hands
number four. Okay. Do you hope to give or receive more GWA related orgasms this year?
Okay,
that's
well,
you.
Okay, well you should. Probably answer that one too. If you do end up deciding to make an account, you should probably. Anyway, I'm a selfish ass bitch, so I'm gonna say receive. But I really do hope that I get over my like weird thing about like orgasming on audio, because I really do enjoy putting out content for you guys, and I enjoy the feedback and I enjoy the comments and everything, and I'm glad that people like what I do, because sometimes I don't like what I do. So, you don't have to answer if you want to.
I just don't know how this necessarily, like, would come about, because, it's really hard for me to orgasm, so I don't imagine, like, I don't want to be that person, like, oh, you know, that one annoying person, like, oh, yeah, no one ever gets me to orgasm, never, ever, you know?
You know, I said that to a dude, well, I mean, I didn't say that exactly,
well,
but
then they take it like a challenge.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, he did, he was like, oh, did you come, and I'm just like...
You know, sometimes for your own safety, you have to straight up, like...
You do have to lie.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies out there listening, like, tell us your sex stories, too. Because, like, you've had to, like... There's sometimes, like, where it's just easier to lie. Okay, the last friends with manhood that I had. Remember, I told him that, like, he asked me, like, oh, did you come? And we had fucked, like, 4 times that day. Which, I guess, like, is an assumption to make. And, like, a reasonable assumption to make. And when I told him no, he was just like... But, like, I felt it, and I'm just like, Kegels. Felt Kegels is what you felt. Kegels is the go-to move when you want them to be done.
Yeah.
That's what
no,
it is.
No, because honestly, I don't understand why they think, like, just a little bit of pressure on any sense of the word.
No, and this motherfucker, motherfucker, no. Here's the thing about this dude. He thought that it was perfectly okay for him to get off, but when it came to me and oral, it was totally off the thing. He didn't want
that
head.
Bugs me so
and
much.
You know, you bitch, you know that my head game is immaculate. If anyone in the world knows this, that can attest to this, it's her. Because she is giving me tips and tricks, and, like, I... Come on! And he didn't want head, and he actually had the audacity to say after he had fucked me like 4 times that pussy eating was gross and that it had no appeal to him whatsoever, and he's just like, yeah, I just don't like it.
I feel like, especially
when I guess people are entitled to their preferences, but when he's just said it like that, I was like, well, now I know I'm never coming back to you ever again.
I feel like, especially if it's with someone, you know, if it's a one-night stand or things like that, and they really say, like, I don't want to give head, I'm like, okay, then please don't, like, expect it from me.
That's totally fair.
Yeah, it's totally fair, because I don't think that it's necessarily... It'll be different if, for example, I didn't want it, and I straight up told you, I don't want you to give me head, in which case I would just give it to you, then yeah. But for you to go out of your way to say, oh, yeah, I don't like... It's like, we're sticking your dick in it, well...
I know, right? And it's just like, oh, there was this, like, post on Black People Twitter today that was just like, I don't know how y'all girls be deep-throating dicks because I just got a, like, I just got swabbed for strep and I almost died. And then the title was, the title was, like, they make it seem so easy and effortless. And I was just having a discussion with my, my other friend, in Seattle.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know what, man? We don't have to suck your dick. You got a mouth. You got hands. You can cut out the metal, man. Choke on your own meat. Like, we don't need to do this. And, like, I hate that. Okay, this isn't totally something that porn is, we can blame on porn. Uh-huh. Because porn has given some very real, unrealistic expectations to these dudes. Because every dude I meet just expects me to fucking, like, deep throat their dick. And I'm just like, okay, buddy, just because I can't do it doesn't mean that I will. And second off, you shouldn't expect this from every chick that you date. This is like a bonus. Yeah. This is like a cherry on top.
No,
this,
yeah, definitely.
These are sprinkles on the sundae, okay? These are sprinkles on the sex sundae that you
know what producing. I hate worse? Mm. What I hate worse is like, okay, I don't know why after some people watch 50 Shades of Grey, I'm telling you.
Oh my God.
No, they do that shit and they swear they're A1 on like the BDSM community, which it makes no fucking sense in the needs of the
okay,
world.
We could have an, like, hours long another ramble about how much we fucking hate 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna go back to the audio back. So. Okay.
To
the questioner, not the audio. Jesus.
Okay. What was your biggest GWA challenge for 2016? That's you.
That's me because she doesn't have a count. Well, I think it's definitely orgasming on audio for me, and I'm glad to say that I did it once at least.
All right, number six. Pick three words to describe 2016. Then pick three words that you want to describe your 2017.
Okay, 2016. Train wreck. Growth. Enlightenment.
All right, now 2017.
Okay, healing, knowledge, and IKEA, hopefully, because IKEA means new furniture, and new furniture means
new me.
New me. New me, and also new place, so I'm super stoked about that. Yes. Towards the end of the year, and that's like an opportunity that recently fell into my lap, and if I do end up taking it, I am going to miss this bitch so much. And she said she's gonna visit me and everything.
She acts like I'm gonna die.
I know, but I haven't lived that far from you, bitch.
It's gonna be some shit. All right, three words to subscribe to my 2016.
I'm gonna have to fucking come back to LA to buy my weed anyway. Fucking OC prices.
That's true.
Disgusting.
Right. So three words. Definitely loss. I agree, it was growth and different. It was definitely a different year. Different from whatever I expected. 2017, I guess, flowers, you know, regrowth, planting, harvesting, that kind of thing. New, just colorful. Like, I really hope that altogether is just a whole new spectrum, you know, of things.
You know what? Let's go off. Fucking, let's go off. It's still gonna be technically related to this podcast, to this questionnaire. Okay, so what's one thing that you didn't expect out of this year, like that you were glad happened?
Oh, that I'm glad happened.
Yeah.
I guess ending some friends with benefit relationships, as you may know.
That's actually way harder than, like, no, it needed to be, like...
No, what? Yeah, in my situation, I was in a friends with benefit relationship, I guess, whatever you want to call it, friendship, with someone that was close to me, and I immediately began to regret it. Wait, you have to... sorry, we have technical difficulties.
We're listening to music on... What is that, an Xbox One?
Yeah, an Xbox One.
I do video games because I'm a loser. Oh, yeah!
Yeah, yeah.
This is my jam, though. Play this at my funeral. Okay, so what are... Tell them my funeral plans.
Oh, her funeral plans is, first of all, for me to be drunk on... Well, show up drunk. No. Not even get drunk there. I have to show up drunk.
Yes, you have to show up drunk. I don't give a shit if you're 80, okay? You show up drunk.
And show up for Rihanna. Put Rihanna's Need in Me lyrics on her gravestone.
Okay, not on my gravestone, because I'm not going to be... Bitch, what am I gonna be? I don't want to be buried.
You need in me. How would you not want that in your gravestone?
All of the
in me. She basically wants a big old party with it.
That's exactly what I want. But my original plan is that I'm gonna be cremated to Hotline Bling.
Yes.
And someone, every time I tell this specific person something, they're like, why do you want to ruin this song for everyone? Because I'm just like, because I'm dead. No one gets to enjoy anything about me.
All right, let's go back. We have to finish this.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, 2017 has just begun. Have you done anything? Wait, done anything you are proud of or regret?
What
yet?
Did you? Oh, you didn't answer. You didn't answer. Okay.
Or regret yet this year?
Oh God, let me read that because I like totally blanked for a sec.
Done anything you are proud of or regret yet this year?
that I'm proud of. Like food wise, I've been pretty good. Like honestly, if like the next day I have like. New Year's, I spent it with, familial peoples, and, okay, sorry, I always fuck up your fucking, oh my god, my money, yes, Rihanna, fuck it up, look at this bitch, she's goals in every single fucking way, I still can't believe she got a fucking tattoo with Drake, that's Rihanna's
damn, regret, that was, yeah, definitely,
fuck Drake, king fuck boy.
Well, for me, I think something I'm proud of already is just the fact that I've started getting my, you know when you start planning shit out, you know, like your month or whatever on the calendar, I feel like it gives you the sense of productivity because it's kind of like that push, like even though may not get to it, it's just the fact that I planned it out.
I totally get it. There's something satisfying just but seeing everything written down and nice
yeah.
and neat.
Yeah, definitely. Night. So I did that already and I feel really good about myself and... since my work isn't open until tomorrow, I've been a lazy piece of shit and enjoying my vacation.
So keep enjoying it. Fuck the office.
Yeah. All right. Number 8. You can trade lives with anyone for a month of March this year. Who do you pick and why?
Rihanna.
Bryan Cranston?
Oh. Wait, let me see. What's
the name? No, but why would you not...
Oh, for the Well, why would I want to be Bryan Cranston? He has a wonderful life. He has a wife that loves him. I don't want to take that away from him.
It's for a month. You're not going to take it completely away from him. You're not going to rip it away from him.
I know, but still, the man deserves every
He's precious. Of... That's exactly. Why.
I have to... I can trade
I want to be,
anyone.
Like, that universally loved.
Oh, okay.
Come on, like, who sees him is like, oh, fuck, fine. No, everyone's like...
Terrible people.
Yeah.
Terrible people, that's who. I will fight to the death for Bryan Cranston. He was the last decent man to come out of the valley. He was.
To love him to
All
death.
All these chats with fuck.
Okay, so who would you trade lives with?
Well, Rihanna, because homegirl is queen. Like, I want to party. I want to do all that. I kind of want to be the international sex symbol, you know?
So. Okay, number 9.
Also, all the ween. That's why. Yeah. Well, you would trade with Bryan Cranston.
Okay. Yeah. What was your biggest personal change from January to December of 2016?
Okay. I think she could personally attest to this. I think the biggest change has been my self-esteem. Because I started 2016, like... horrible, like just so fucking horribly, and I think I've ended it on a pretty decent note. Oh my god, these bitches!
I know, on a cycle. I'm fucking with stilettos.
You knew, she knew exactly what I was about to say. I was about to be like, these bitches going to soul cycle with their fucking heels, like some next level horror.
You know, I hope they fucking raise the temperature all the way to 100 so that
their Ariana's eyelashes become unglued.
Nothing. Biggest personal change. I think definitely, like you said, my self-esteem has grown a little bit because I used to be really harsh on myself, you know?
And I think we've actually helped each other with that because she refuses to hear me badmouth myself and I refuse to hear that too. Yeah, and every time she feels bad, I'm like, I'm always there cheering her on and I love supporting this woman.
I do think that makes a difference between friends. Like, if you actually let your friend kind of talk to them, you know, some people get tired of it and they're like, oh, they just leave it alone and just don't comment on it. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you're kind of letting them settle into that. You know, it's different when you stop and you're like, no, I'm going to stop you right there. You're not allowed to say that because, quite frankly, it's not true. You know, reassuring them, it really makes a big difference opposed to...
I think that's actually...
staying quiet.
That makes a difference between a friend and a best friend. Because a friend would just be like, well, she's she says this, like, I can't stop her. But a best friend's just gonna be like, bitch, shut the fuck up. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You're a perp, okay? You're a goddess. Shut up.
Exactly.
So okay. That's what we do for each other. We lift each other up.
All right, number 10.
And we fucking tear each other down with alcohol.
Number 10.
Well, she tears me down because she can handle her alcohol. I'm a baby bitch. And that's the nickname she so... endearingly uses. She's wonderful.
I once sent her a picture of her cradle and said, "Aw, picked out a perfect bed for you."
I don't know the result in these jello shots. You put salt in me?
All right, number 10. Everyone has that one kind of audio that they really want to hear on GWA. From Ramble Fap to specifics. There's Ramble Fap. Okay. Or, again, I'm putting you. So, what are you hoping to hear in 2017? Be specific as you want.
You know what? You guys have actually pretty much covered it already.
It's the new flow. Oh my god, I love
what's
this
line. What's the best type of flow? Wrist bicycle, right? Dick bicycle. Okay, I'm so sorry. Wait,
this is if you want a menage, I got a tricycle. Well, darling. I don't know. I mean, you guys have pretty much covered all my bases. In fact, you guys have fucking uncovered a bunch of kinks that I didn't even know I had. So props to you. You guys, I don't have any, I guess.
Right? I'm completely new to this, but I feel like I dabble more into this community.
Sure.
I feel like I would really want to, first of all, Ramble Fap, the title already just amuses me, but.
They're actually a lot hotter than you think, but that's neither here nor there. That's over there. But dad jokes. I'll be here all week.
All right, number 11, bonus. Tell us a GWA user who you want to answer this questionnaire and tag them in the comments.
Oh, who's answered it so far?
Oh.
Because Penny usually edits it to put...
Go knee deep.
Gone deep. Oh.
I'm so sorry.
I'm the one that took the shots, huh?
I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Sparkle Extreme. Actual cookie.
Oh my god, Sparkle Extreme is the cutest thing. Oh my god. There's so many... there are so many women on... Gone Wild Audio that are like when you interact with them on backstage, they're just like the greatest group of people, and it's just like it's ridiculous how like they're just so cool. Anyway, okay, so Sparkle Extreme,
Actual Cookie, Toaster Parade, mm-hmm. Little Mako,
she's amazing.
Mr. Rex Rider, and then Pretty Bookworm, Martipit, definitely not bad. I guess look well. If only you would. So sweet, like, and I'm sorry, I'm gonna
butcher. Yeah, that's the person that has a pug. So sweet, oh. Like, Annie's. Yeah.
Okay, then. So we have finished the questionnaire.
Okay, so I guess.
It only took us a whopping 27 minutes.
So I guess the person I'm gonna tag is, oh my god, I can't remember the username completely because, oh, that fucking, what is that, what is Crown Royale? Besides disgusting. No, I'm just kidding. I think I'm not an alcohol person. I wish I was. I used to be. I'm not. Oh, God. I've had too many bad incidents with alcohol that she can gladly attest to you about. What's my camp name again?
The Exorcist.
Tell them why my camp name is The Exorcist. Tell them.
Okay.
Tell them.
All right,
Story time.
All right, story time.
People.
So, she and I went camping with my family. And, of course, my sisters are raging alcoholic like I am. No, we're not. Okay, I really shouldn't make fun of them. But, basically, we started taking shots of Jack.
They just have a healthy appetite.
And, very healthy.
They have a healthy thirst.
So, basically, when you go camping with us, it's drinking from sunrise to sunset. It's really sad to say, but it's really like that. And hiking and all that. All right, so anyway.
We hike once, bitch. That's it.
I know.
And the rest of the time, we're sleeping off.
And eating. Okay.
There's no calories when we're camping.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the motto.
All right, so we drank shots of Jack. And then afterward, my sister brought up this jar. And we were looking at it, and we're like, what is this? And she just turns it on. And she's like, oh, it's moonshine. Holy crap. It took out everybody. People were throwing up on the side. People were just, you know. Because it was a good amount of us.
I drank the berries.
And she decides to eat the berries, right? So, homegirl is throwing up and is
okay,
just looking.
I wasn't throwing up until you put me in the tent.
Okay,
okay
so.
Let's tell them what happened before the tent. Let's tell them why your family thinks I'm a fucking whore. They don't think that. They're just like.
It's because, okay, drunk. So that day I decided to meet. I didn't decide. But, my uncle decided to come from New Jersey down to California to visit us for the first time in, I think, 20 years. So I met my cousin for the first time ever.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
So we just show up and there's this hot. We wake up a little crusty the next morning. We weren't hungover. We were crusty because we didn't drink that much. So. The next morning, we wake up to this shirtless dude in our fucking, like, right next to the fire. We're like, who the fuck is this? And then we finally figured out that it's her cousin. And You can tell the rest of the story from here. I'm just a little ashamed of myself. It's still
all right, so we're all drunk out of our mind, and my cousins, so, you know, when they start looking like the fucking Looney Tunes when they got hit, and they're just like, you know, their heads are going in circles, like sitting down, and they're just physically moving themselves in all directions. Okay, that's how drunk my cousin was. And
since I was the only person that wasn't related to him there, was of age.
No. What happened was, there was a cooler, and we sat one on one side, one on the other. I turn around to get them water, and I just hear someone scream, "No!" And I turn around, and they're both making out on the cooler. And I am beyond myself. I'm like, "No!" So I scrape them apart, and we had to carry my cousin all the way to his bed, and then we carry her to, you know, my tent where we were both sharing an inflatable bed.
Birthday for each other.
Yeah, basically. Oh, well. So she's knocked out. I don't think much of it. I'm drunk. I'm sitting down, and
she's trying to salvage a knife.
So suddenly I hear rustling, and we're all, you know, it's us and imagine a campfire, right? So we're all sitting around the campfire, and the tents are to the right side of you, and obviously on far end, mm-hmm. and we hear rustling. So everybody turns around thinking, you know, oh shit, the raccoon or something. No. All we see is her curly hair pop out. Not her body, just her head pop out of the tent.
That was all I could drag.
From the tent, and she turns her head to the side and just proceeds to projectile vomit to the night.
Every time, okay, I remember this clearly because I remember thinking I was going to die. And every time you thought I was done puking, it just kept going. I think I puked for like a solid 5 minutes, right? At least. And I finished, and I puffed and I went back in. I think I might have been, yeah.
So ever since then, my family has dubbed her the Exorcist.
Okay, but this year, I didn't projectile vomit. I only vomited once, and that was because I was goading your cousin into fucking drinking, and then he was like, well, you
different
did it.
Different cousin.
Different cousin that I didn't make out with, but that's a different story, and we could totally tell you that story too, because I wasn't the whore in this story. I wasn't, okay?
My cousin, nice, all my cousins have a thing for her, I swear.
Because I'm the only one that's not fucking related to them, that's why.
No, that's not entirely true.
Shut the fuck up, like, you're fucking, whatever. Oh my god, Ariana looks fine as fuck in this video, look at this.
She's always been fine as fuck.
Victoria Justice who? That's mean.
Well, anyway, I think we should wrap it up because it's 32 minutes on this thing.
No, I've recorded longer than this, dude. It's fine.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, so tell them about this other cousin. This is, okay, so I'm glad that my camp name is still The Exorcist and not Homewrecker. Because, okay, explain.
Okay, so basically, as I mentioned, I barely met that cousin that day.
But this cousin, she's been super close with forever. Well, not super close with, but they, you know.
Oh, yes, this other cousin... basically, we grew up together, and he has a girlfriend and things like that. And
girlfriend which she's met, okay? And the night before, we're all playing beer pong, and it was my first time, and we are the dream team, and we have never lost a match when we play with each other. And so we won, and he's telling me we're drunk, and we're sitting around the fire, and he's telling me, like, I say something, he's like, man, my girl would love you, and I'm just like, yay, more friends, and I'm glad, because I can have a friend that smokes, and he's a guy, and, like, it's great, I can finally have a platonic male friendship, right? Wrong. And the next morning, your cousins, both of them, were just beyond hungover, remember? Like, one of them didn't even get up until, like, 5 p.m.
Oh, God, yeah.
It was terrible, and he came out, and, like, I gave him water, I helped him out, and... and then later I was like smoking by myself and he found me and I offered to smoke him out. And so we smoke and like we're talking and he's like, he keeps flirting with me and I keep like rejecting it. And he's like, I call your dog over and I'm like, come here, baby. Like, give me a kiss. And he looked at me and he's like, oh God. She always cringes when I tell her this. And he says, do you want some sugar? And I'm just like, not from you, from him. And he's very clearly not getting the swerves. And I go back to my tent. I'm high as fuck. I go back to my tent to get, like, a blanket because we're, like, sitting on, like, dirt and twigs and shit, and it's uncomfortable, and we're high. And once you're high, you know, everything gets super obvious. And I'm I go into your car to look for something, and your cousin follows me in, and I'm, like, sitting... I'm sitting on my knees, so, like, my butt is on, like, my fucking, my heels?
Yeah.
And he's just like, Oh, he's like, oh my god, he's high out of his fucking mind. And he's like stroking the leather seats and he's like, oh, what a nice car. And he grabs my ass and I look at him and I say in the most dead voice that I can, this is your cousin's car. And I've never seen someone go from high as fucking horny to, oh my god, in like 0 seconds flat. He was like, oh my god. So it's nice to know that he has enough respect for you not to to fucking desecrate your car, but not enough for me. And I think it's just so annoying. Like, I was nice enough to smoke you out, to help you after you're hungover. And look, I'm not gonna front. Her cousin's fine as fuck. He is. But he's also, God, he's a horrible and cheesy. He's sweet, I guess. But,
you see, so it's really sad to hear, you know, it's like hearing a sibling sex story. You're like, I don't want to know this side of him.
We can tell them the story about your dad instead. Your dad and camping. If that makes you feel better.
Oh, God. Every male in my family is horrible. Horrible.
This is why. That I can't unhear, okay?
And she loves to bring this shit up to me so she can, you know, traumatize me even more.
Because that's what friends are for. No, but, yeah. That was gross. And he tries to hug me when he leaves, like everything's normal. And I'm like, oh, he literally just like I didn't want him to touch me. Okay, I thought we were gonna be friends. I was like, yeah, so I'm gonna smoke you out. I hate it when this happens. Like that one time that I like bought drinks and I bought weed and we're smoking my kush, we're drinking my fucking shit, and my friend decides to emotionally just shit all over me. And I'm just like, I bought everything for this. I can't believe you're gonna get fucked up on my shit and then come over here and disrespect me like this. Like, I mean, I was crying outside of, like, I was hysterically crying outside of Chipotle, and all I could think was, like, fuck this, what the fuck? It's terrible. And so, like, it was the same thing here. I was just like, I can't believe, like someone could misconstrue niceness like that. And it just got me so annoyed. And to this day, it annoys the crap out of me thinking about it. But, I have a cousin thing, apparently. Which is funny, because my last ex-boyfriend was my platonic male best friend's cousin.
So what I'm hearing is no more family functions.
And then my first, you only have those three cousins, and the other one is so very not interesting to me. So it's fine.
Which one? That one?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll be fine. It's fine. I wish I could just fuck. I was just so bummed because I was like, yes, they're related to her, my favorite person in the world. They're going to be dope-ass people, too. But apparently, it's just all the women in her family. It's the curse. They only have women.
Oh, yes. My family's renowned to have, you know, my last name, curse. Yeah, we can only have, it's been like that for, I think, like 6-7 generations. It's been only just female being born into the family.
Man, y'all need to fucking do a study on your fucking something. Who did you piss off in the old country?
I don't know. Someone stole a potato or something. I'm pretty sure.
Someone didn't carry a pig up the mountain for Madame Zeroni back in the day or something. Yeah.
Madame Zeroni.
I gotta like sacrifice a chicken for you or something. Like cut this nonsense.
Do the egg. And wobble. So if you guys don't know.
She only has like a few males in her family. So, and apparently all of them are fucking douchebags that decide that hitting on her best friend is a totally okay thing to do. You know what? I kind of feel good. That was an ego boost because my hair was actually kind of short then. So I was just like, I look gross. I look like a dude. And then I was like, yay. But then I was like, I don't like being touched against my fucking will, dude. So it was weird. It was weird, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, and then my first serious boyfriend was my best friend's cousin. I'm seeing a pattern here.
Again, okay, look. No family functions.
Look, I didn't. Okay, look, the first two times, obviously, were purposeful. These two times were not. Copious amounts of alcohol were involved. And the second one was just lots of weed, okay? And your cousin's natural douchebagginess decided to come out, okay? So that's not on me. That's on the weed and him. Am I so irresistible that you can't invite me to fucking family functions? Are you kidding me?
No.
Where are you gonna go? Where are
you see,
going?
I can't answer this because you're beautiful. But if I say no, that's insulting.
You're gonna be that's insulting. You're gonna run out of here and you're gonna be like, I don't need this, I don't wanna come. Which she knows that it's a joke between us, but I might actually do it. She's been testing me for a very long time, you guys. Okay, one more song, and okay, let's tell them one more story, I think, so they can get used to your voice, and so they can tell you how much they love you. You guys better love her as much as I do.
Yeah. How about...
You can tell them more drunk stories about me if it makes you feel better. More proof that I'm a baby bitch. You guys can't drink with me. You can smoke with me.
I can tell you my worst time.
Okay.
I feel like I'm done crapping on you.
You can tell them about your birthday if you want.
My birthday?
I kept trying to throw up. I kept trying to make myself throw up. You remember now.
My birthday?
It was a joint thing between you and Essa. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Is this...
Oh god, no. Okay, there was two things memorable at the night. Okay. So, Missy over here got drunk before the party even started. Fell straight asleep by that time. By the time everybody got here, she was knocked out already. And then one of my other close friends was trying to grind on someone to the song. I don't know if anybody hears Juanes.
What song was it? Tell me.
Para tu amor.
That's not even the one that grinds to, like, come on, even Camisa Negra? Like, yeah. Come on. It's like the remix to Ignition. People get together.
And she was trying to grind, and everybody was uncomfortably just aware.
Tell me who it was after.
Yeah. It was uncomfortably aware. And then there was, because, you know, I feel like it was kind of like a mini high school reunion because my other friend was friends with other people from our high school.
I love that everyone from high school that saw me become a failure and having to move to a different high school saw me become a failure then and becoming a drunk mess. So that's great. And also, remember that other reunion that you had? I ran into her at the fucking store.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, bitch. Fake ass bitch.
Who? Huh?
Yeah, I wasn't invited.
Okay. No, it's okay. I was a mess there. I was a horrible, horrible person.
So tell us your worst story.
Definitely.
Something that I've heard before?
No, definitely the worst one has been at there. Because I... So basically, I had to see someone that I haven't seen in years, and I was terrified. So obviously, I thought, you know what? It's a party anyway. I'm going to show up a little tipsy, so that way, you know, I'm more comfortable.
Pre-gaming.
Yeah, pre-gaming.
Cool,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But, you see, I also, when I'm drunk, play hostess. I've gone to parties before where the hostess is completely wasted. People ask me for beers. I'm like, oh, no, yeah. And I start serving people shots and start walking around. I start giving the hostess water, feeding her. And you know, people ask me, like, oh, how long you lived here for?
Who?
I don't. What? I've done this at frat houses. It's horrible. And the frat boys love it because I take care of them.
She's wonderful. She plays hostess like no one else.
So
social butterfly.
So I got.
She likes to call me that, but it's total bullshit.
So I got.
I'm just a drunk girl that compliments everyone, and they suddenly love me afterwards.
But they do.
They do. It's real. The drunk love is real.
So I got horribly wasted at this place, and oh god, no! I was just a mess. You know when you can no longer stand and you black out? Have you ever had the blackout sensation where, I swear, it's like, have you seen the movie Memento?
Mm-hmm.
Where it just feels like that in your back to where, and that's how it felt like. Suddenly I blinked and everybody was gone.
If I think really hard about the night I got drunk, the night I earned the nickname Exorcist, I can remember most of it. But I remember sitting down next on the cooler next to your cousin. And then nothing. So when she told me the next morning that I had made out with him, I was like, no! Oh my god! Because I did think he was hot. Because homeboy was walking around shirtless. He was like a cross-country runner. He was buff as fuck, you know?
So he was a boxer.
Whatever. He was fine. Well, his body was.
Thank you for insulting.
Look, his batshit girlfriend threatened to beat me up. I think I can insult him a little bit. Especially since he blocked you on Facebook.
Really sad about that.
Yeah, like, what kind of motherfucker? Anyway. So that party, not bad, huh? Oh, what did you leave there? You had to come back the next day to get something.
Oh, I left my sweater there, and it was really embarrassing because I, you know when you kind of had that shameful night, and you had to go back for something, and you're just like...
It's like the walk of shame.
Yeah, but
with a purpose.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I had to apologize. She said it wasn't too bad, but I don't believe her. Because everybody messaged me.
She's a good hostess, so. Everyone was like, oh my god. I did not message her. I was salty. No, I'm just kidding. I was like, how are you feeling?
It was terrible. Well,
so, I guess this is us wrapping it up. So, this is Growls, and
this is Marbles.
And we're signing off, so hope you guys enjoyed this 45-minute-ish, 44-minute-ish ramble. And us, you get to see, you sneak a peek into our wonderful, beautiful friendship. So, yeah. Bye. Good night, guys.